531. This is Pacific Media Network News at 7. I'm Tauraki Rongo. Jacinda Ardern will hold formal talks with her Australian counterpart Scott Morrison in Queenstown today. Tensions over the trade and relations with China will be higher on the list of topics. The two nations appear to be taking divergent approaches to China. At a function last night, Ms. Ardern said, in an increasingly complex geostrategic environment, family is incredibly important and Australia is family. A collective of Samoan language teachers from 14 schools led the launch of Samoa Language Week in Auckland yesterday. Spokesman Lemoa Henry Sevesi Fesuleai says Futu o Malama is a student-driven initiative that puts students first. The University of Auckland lecturer says learning Ngangana or Samoa can be transformational.
The most important thing that we have to try and do, and we have to establish those systems, those protocols, especially trying to decolonize the westernized thinking, trying to remove away the Bailangi lens and trying to normalize the practice of being Pacific Islander or being Samoan. And that comes down to ensuring that we're speaking the language, we're using that language in our practices.
Lemoa Henry Fesuleai. Auckland Mayor Phil Goff hopes the rule of law prevails in Samoa. He is no stranger to political upheavals in the Pacific, as he was Minister for Foreign Affairs during the military coup in Fiji from 1987. Mr. Goff says that the outcome of the recent election in Samoa were close.
I know both Tui Laipa and Fiamme very well. I think they're both good people, but there is always a danger when you've been in power for a very long time, and the Human Rights Protection Party, I think, has been in power for 40 years, there becomes an assumption that you are always going to be in power. But democratic elections occur, and this was a very close election.
Mayor of Auckland, Phil Goff. In Samoa, hundreds of women have lined the streets of Mulinu'u to support adding one more female seat in Parliament. As the sun is rising, they can be seen walking along in their Sunday best, holding signs saying justice for women and for our daughters. The Supreme Court has already ruled against the last-minute addition of another female seat. However, the leader of HRPP has lodged an appeal case which will be heard in court today. Today is World Smoke-Free Day with the theme Commit to Quit. In last week's budget, the government committed $36 million towards reaching their goal of being smoke-free by 2025. Asthma and Respiratory Foundation Chief Executive Letitia Harding says there needs to be targeted support for Pacific and Maori communities where smoking rates remain high. She says smokers need wraparound services that are culturally appropriate. That's news at 7. For more, you can visit pmnnews.co.nz. Tofa.